CBSi and the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joel Budd of The Economist magazine, writing The Tale of Two Cities. Growth is the magic word. You use growth in a political campaign in the United States, you get attention immediately by the editorial writers. Right now, it's being used routinely in London. Growth, growth, growth. However, that doesn't get at what Joel is identifying in this Tale of Two Cities. The question of where does the money come from? But first, let's deal with the personalities. I like this, Joel, because you immediately stumbled me into remembering the difference between the personalities of Mother Country, Great Britain, where some of my ancestors originated, and the perception of Sweden or Scandinavia, which is settled for another part of my country. We have something of everything. You know this, Joel. You've traveled here. So in Sweden, you have someone tell you that they have a careful and consensual personality. What does that mean?
Many countries, or indeed many continents, have a belief that there's a group of people who are sort of more careful and more thoughtful than everybody else. So, for example, if you talk to an Indian, they will tell you that people from Gujarat are like this. They're just more sensible. They're less corrupt. They're more forward thinking. You know, people in Kenya will say the same thing about people from, you know, Kilimanjaro. Oh, yes, they take education terribly seriously, and so on. And within Europe, this belief is attached to Swedish people. So Swedish people are thought generally to be sort of more careful, more thoughtful, more sensible.
And that helps in these decision-making processes, or is it just a novelist observation? We have as many contentious people in Sweden as we do in Britain and the U.S. What is your measure, Joel?
Yes, I think these judgments about the personalities of people in different countries, or the personalities of politicians in these different countries, are nonsense, really. That the truth is, we get politicians to fit the sort of systems, the sort of political systems, and the sort of incentive structures that we have created. And the reason Swedish people, including in Gothenburg, seem to be very sensible and very forward-looking and very pragmatic and very and pro-growth is really because they have an incentive system that rewards those sorts of behaviors, whereas in Britain, we don't.
Yes, let's come to the personality that you observe in Bristol. Rancorous, that reminds me of the USA. And swinging hot and cold, that reminds me of the USA. Are we burdened with our heredity, Joel? Is that it? We just like to argue?
Well, I do think there is something a little bit. I mean, having said that, I don't think really there are any inherent national cultures. There is something about Bristol people. They are quite disputatious. They do like a fight. They also like a riot. So during the international phase of the Black Lives Matter movement, it was in the city of Bristol where a statue of a slave trader was pulled down from its pedestal and thrown in the harbour. But on the other hand, Gothenburg is also a port city and actually is also quite riotous and is full of disputatious people.
All right. So we come back to London. Can we blame London? Can we say the difference between Gothenburg and Bristol is London and its understanding that it will pass out, it will take the taxes and then divide them up as it will? You note that Dan Morris has much more power as the mayor of the metropolitan zone than he did as a member of parliament. Does he believe the problem is parliament? We have a 30-second stall.
Yes, I think the problem is parliament, and it is the center. The problem with Britain is that national governments think they can create growth and steer growth, and they simply don't listen to people in cities who actually know what the obstacles to growth really are.
Well, I imagine that Dan Morris and his colleagues will be cutting out your piece from the magazine and sending it immediately to their members of parliament, saying, what about this? Joel Budd writing about the tale of two cities, Gothenburg, Sweden, growing, and Bristol, England, not growing satisfactorily. And it's a tale of the tax base and the power of the center versus the power of the region. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.